Good morning. Thank you for coming back. I'm Twanda Black, and joining me, Dr. Joyce Morley, our psychotherapist and relationship expert, motivational speaker, author, Mama Said.
Yes.
Oh, and Seeds for the Harvest. We can't forget about the verse.
Right. Right.
Yeah. It is our 4th of July weekend, and you know the theme is always freedom.
Freedom. And, you know, we most certainly appreciate our freedom in this country as Americans, U.S. citizens. But then, Twana, I just have to throw that out. Sometimes many of us, especially as African Americans, forget that we're still no longer on these plantations. And we allow our hearts to be chained. We allow our hands to be changed, our minds, our feet. And so there are those invisible chains sometimes that are there. Mm-hmm. And we allow things to get in our way. And when you're truly free, you will shake the shackles off, you will step up, and you will let that heart be open enough so that you will no longer be on the plantation. You will accept the freedom that's been afforded you. But it doesn't have to come from the Constitution.
No.
It should be your own constitution, a resolution that you've made that I'm going to be free no matter what.
Yeah. You know, and I have to take that to another spiritual level because a lot of us are in bondage. From bitterness and shame and all our sins, all the things that we've done in our lives and sometimes abuse, you know, that's a shameful bondage. You know, who we love, how we love, all of those different things sometimes can keep us in bondage. And so, therefore, we are not free.
We're not free. We carry the guilt of our past. Mm-hmm. You know, we carry it like we wear clothes.
You can
walk around, see the shoulders slump, they're bent over, they're bowed down. The minute you ask them how they're doing, they want to give you a dissertation.
Oh, yeah.
they want to come up with everything else. Well, no one is really interested in all that. And until you can let go, you know, Erykah Badu used to talk about those bags, the bag lady. All the bags that we're carrying of guilt, anger, bitterness, shame, the things that didn't happen, could have happened, if I would have, could have, should have. And the bottom line is, at some point, you've got to free yourself of it.
Yes.
And the more you carry this stuff on your back, you're carrying it in your heart. And you've heard me say over and over, your heart is too small to carry people, situations, and things in it. Get rid of that mess. Get rid of the stress. And stop carrying messy people. And, you know, oftentimes, Twanda, we are worried about what somebody did to us, and they're going on with their life,
living large,
in charge.
Ain't thinking about you.
Not thinking about you. Don't even know your name anymore. Get rid of those messy people, messy situations, and those messy, what we think are opportunities all the time are not.
Yeah.
And then when we feel burdened down, we're disappointed, our heart is heavy, we're crying every day and all the time, it's not going to fix it. You've got to get rid of that mess, get rid of the stress, and begin to look at what do I need to do my best. It's forgiving and letting go.
Well, Doc, you know, and we have to take it back a little bit before that because a lot of times we don't feel worthy. We feel like we deserve all the crap that goes on with our lives and all the people who are attached. We think we deserve that.
We think we deserve it. You know, I walk around and I look at many times how we believe we should be in long lines. Why? Why am I in a long line? And the 50 registers, 100 people sitting around, I deserve to be the top. I should be the queen that I am. And this guy should be thinking he should be the king he is. We don't deserve that we believe we deserve to have the best. We don't believe that we deserve to have the best job. Well, this is what the lot was thrown on me. Well, you go live on that empty lot with nothing there. I'm not going to join you. I don't think that I deserve to be able to have a good job or to travel, have a nice house. I will never believe that the God that made me and you and everybody else is sitting around playing us like he played chess and trying to put you over there so you'll be a failure. This is your own mind, and you've incorporated these thoughts and these beliefs.
Negative
things that you believe it, and you begin to feel it. So anytime you internalize it, you're going to be able to live it. It becomes your self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yes. You know, I was in Walmart yesterday, and in the little self, you know, self-help yourself with the checkout. So the one checkout that was open was credit cards only. So the guy was standing in front of me. I said, sir, there's one open. He said, oh, no, that's credit cards only. He said, only rich people like you can use that one. And I turned around. I looked at him. I said, first of all, you don't know me.
That's right.
And second of all, anybody can get a bank card.
Anybody get a bank card.
Really?
As a matter of fact, you can go get one, put money on it, and nobody knows that, it's not a real credit card. Who cares?
Right. So I just that made me think about he didn't think he was worthy to even have a bank card.
Right. It's the mindset.
Yes.
See, that mindset is what keeps us in bondage of holding on to mess, stress, anger, bitterness, guilt, the inability to forgive, looking at other people and envying other people instead of being able to live out the where you are, walking and living in your own shadows instead of trying to be in the shadows of someone else. Let the measure of your own yardstick be how you measure yourself instead of mine.
Right.
You know, we look at what people drive. We look at where people live, and we assume, well, many times they're leasing. Leasing the car, leasing the house.
Right.
And so you don't know what people are going through and where they've been, and you don't know how many times and how many days and how many weeks that they've been on their knees and crying and doing all the things that they need to do and praying and trusting and believing, but you have enviness in your heart.
Yeah.
And when you have enviness in your heart, it's hard for love to take up space there. Okay?
Because you're always going to be looking at somebody else and not at you.
That's right.
As I always say, I never compare myself to other people. I compare myself to me and where I came from.
That's right. That's right.
Because that's all I can do. I don't know. I might not want to walk in your shoes.
That's right.
Because I don't know where you had to walk to get where you are.
You know, I'm one that, you know, going to the consignment shop, and I like sometimes you can find some great things. Mm-hmm. But one of the things I never buy from consignment shops are shoes.
That's right.
Because I never know where somebody's been walking, what they've been walking in, and what they've walked through
and
never got through,
thing.
And they took off those shoes and left them for somebody else.
Right.
So I don't want your shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I can deal with everything else. And so we have to begin to look at where we are. How do we feel about ourselves?
Yeah.
This whole thing about being free. But love is, Twanda, is a thing that can set you free from many, many things.
Mm-hmm.
Many, many people.
But you have to make up in your mind that you want to walk in love.
In love. Well, you have to define it first.
Right.
You know, I think too often we don't know the meaning of love and not recognize that love is not that word just sitting out there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Love is action. Love is doing. Love is something that was given to you, say, faith and everything else. But of all these that will be there, it's love.
Yeah.
And love is something that we are given on the inside. It's in the heart. It's an internal state. But then we have to learn how to be able to show it outside.
Right.
How we treat people, how we look at people, what
we
say to people. You know, we walk around with frowns, especially our women, frowns, attitudes bigger than the Empire State Building. But we wonder why the man don't want to be with you. I don't want to be with you either as your friend.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to begin to look at that. That guy who thinks that he can always play the game and say this and say that, run a game. Guess what? That played out a long time ago.
Yeah.
You know, the games you're trying to play, I helped to bring them here.
Mm.
And so it's understanding, you know, if you love somebody, it's not just saying it. I love you, girl. I love you, boy, to get what you want. And once you've gotten it, if it was love, it would still be there. As a matter of fact, there wouldn't be any conditions on love.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. That's the thing. That's what I used to always tell my kids, and I have to ask them. I'm going to have both of them in the house this weekend for a week.
Great.
And I know. And I'm going to ask them, do you guys remember me always telling you, when you give, don't expect anything.
Right.
Give without the expectation.
Right.
Give because you want it to give. It's from your heart or whatever. I can be somewhere. I was in New York. I thought about this lady in my church. Now, I don't even know the lady's name, but she always wears wraps. Okay.
Mm.
So I was in a store. I saw that wrap and the Lord said, get it for her. I don't even know her name.
Wow.
Bought the wrap for her. Have not seen her yet because we go to different church services, and but I can't wait to give it to her.
Wow.
I'm so excited by that. But it happens all the time.
It happens all the time. And so that loving is not only forgiving, but it is giving.
Yes.
It's giving and sharing of yourself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's sharing of your time, your talents, treasures. And as you said, when I give you something, I'm not looking all the time to get it back.
Exactly.
And so we fall out over somebody who borrowed money. Mm-hmm. Well, you shouldn't loan it if you can't give it.
Right. That's me. That's me. I'm done with that. When I was young, I used to loan money because I was single and I, you know, worked three jobs. So I always had a little cash in the bank and expecting people to pay me back. Man, the Lord had to deal with me on that. And now
you're still waiting.
Right. I'm still waiting. I would be really, really rich if I got all that money back. But the Lord's dealing, you know, the Lord had to deal with me on that. And he said, if you cannot give it. Now, when somebody say loan me, say I'm giving it.
Right.
If you pay me back, that's gravy.
That's great.
Fine.
That's right. That's
but
right.
If not, no way. I'm good. I love you. Go in peace. Only if you can afford to do it. And sometimes it may be sacrificial.
It might be sacrificial.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that has happened is that you've been free from it.
Yes.
So we, those Lord of knows. Us who get tied to every little penny,
mm-hmm.
every little step, everything that I do, and the bottom line comes down to as long as you're tied to things,
yeah.
material, ideals, beliefs, thoughts, and expectations, you're in bondage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The only person that you can have expectations of is yourself, but sometimes you surprise your own self.
Yes.
You know, you look at it and say, why am I here?
Right.
Why am I doing this? Why am I with this person?
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to begin to look at that whole situation about freeing yourself, getting out of bondage, allowing yourself to be able to be who you are. And if you don't know, find out, and then you will be even freer.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a journey. That
it
learning
is.
Learning who you are and who God made you to be is a journey.
It's a journey. You're right.
You're not going to just wake up.
No.
And because sometimes it's a struggle. It's a fight.
It is.
You have to say, I'm not going to do this anymore because God wants me over here. I can't do this. I can't hang around these people. I can't do this thing.
Right.
Because God has something for me over here.
Right. We have to look at, as you said, that journey.
Mm-hmm.
A journey is a process.
Oh, yeah.
It's
oh,
not
yeah.
an event. So we're thinking that we're going to wake up one day. Mm-hmm. We're going to be able to free ourselves, get rid of all the mess, get rid of all the pain, get rid of all the shame, the guilt, and the hurt. It's a process. It's not an event.
Yes.
If you notice, an event is either going to bless you greatly or it's going to destroy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but with that process, you will learn a lot more from it.
Yeah.
And then we go on with these beliefs that this is a generational curse. It's only a curse if you live it, walk in it, believe it, and begin to like it and love it, and that becomes who you are.
Wow.
So at some point, you've got to say, it may have been a curse over there, but it will
not
curse
here. That's right.
That's right. Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was somewhere a few months ago in for one of the campaigns, and they were having this forum, and it was early spring, maybe mid-spring, and, you know, I'm bold. I like to wear what I like to wear because I'm me,
mm-hmm.
and I try not to be, and I won't ever be anybody else. I don't want to be anybody else.
Can't be a second-rate somebody else.
Right. A carbon copy that you can't even read what's on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had on my nice green and white dress, and I had on my heels, and I was stepping, and I was knowing I was looking great. So one of the guys came to me later because everybody in there had on their dull, looking black,
mm-hmm.
and these, you know, grieving colors and all of that. And so the guy said to me, he said, you know, somebody came to me and said, can you believe Dr. Morley came there and she had on green and white? I said, tell them that I'm free.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're free, you allow yourself to be me.
That's right.
You can, no matter what somebody else will see, I am me and I'm going to be me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I told him, I said, the next time you talk to them, just tell them she's free.
Mm-hmm.
That's why she can step in her own path, on her own trail, wear what she wants, when she wants, know she looks good in it, because when I see mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the greatest of them all? It must be me.
You're free from people.
I'm free from people.
And their opinions. Right. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we get caught up in what people say about
mm-hmm.
us, what they think about us.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to fit? You've already been fit because of the fact that you were born. God created you.
That's right.
There are differences. So when you want to talk about independence, independence from all the shackles and chains also are you living in and trying to live out other people's expectations, what they see of you, what they think of you. That's not the way it goes.
You know, Doc, and I think about when you're little and you tell your mom and dad, you know, people always ask you, what do you want to be when you grow up, little girl? You
right.
know? And I remember saying that I wanted to be a dancer.
Okay.
And my mom and dad, and mostly my dad, said, oh, no, dancers don't make money. You can't be a dancer.
Wow.
That squashed that whole thing.
Wow.
But I was a great dancer when I was little. Thank God I could speak and read and spell and everything, and that, you know, I'm doing what God has me doing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you think about all the times that there are doctors and lawyers and engineers and people doing everyday jobs that they hate because that's what their parents told them that was the expectation. This
what
is what I
do?
Expect you to do.
That's right. And so they are not free.
Mm-mm.
They don't even love themselves.
Mm-mm.
And so when that you're talking about that first order of love is loving yourself as God has loved you. And when you love yourself, accept yourself, you are yourself. And I have an affirmation in my Declaration of Self-Esteem, and it talks about that. You know, I don't want to be you. I can't be you.
Nope.
Because if I act the way you are and walk in your shadow, I no longer exist.
Right.
And loving you, frees you to love other people mm-hmm. unconditionally, mm-hmm. and you're not looking for something in return. You love them because of the fact that who they are. Now, you might not like them and like their behaviors, and that's okay.
Right, right.
But the bottom line is you also have a choice, because they don't have to go home with you. They don't have to sleep with you. They
exactly.
don't have to eat with you. It's respecting.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think when we look at love, that emotion and that action that we take is also saying, I respect you. And I see you as a human being. I'm not going to take your life because I didn't give it to you.
Mm.
I'm not going to take your things because they don't belong to me.
Right.
I'm not going to hurt you because, you know what, I don't want to be hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to treat you the way that I want to be treated. And if we can teach our children, parents, these guns and all these other things,
mm-hmm.
that's not love.
Yeah, yeah.
How do I deal with conflict?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a big one.
That's a big one.
When you look at, I remember when the Columbine issue first came out. Remember, that's the first shooting,
yes.
mass shooting that
yes.
we knew about. There were
yes.
some, of course, in the 40s and all of that. And when we looked at that child had never been taught how to cope,
right.
how to cope with being bullied, how to cope with other kids,
right.
not being a people pleaser, his anger,
yes.
all of that stuff. And it was like opened my eyes, and I was like, oh my God, we got to teach our kids how to cope.
That's right. You look at the Orlando shooting.
Mm-hmm.
It was anger, bitterness, a wannabe,
hateful.
And most of them were there.
Yes.
And could not look in the mirror at his
own self, right.
and deal with his own sexuality.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So then he, because he saw everybody else having fun, he didn't know how, then he's going to destroy their lives.
Yep.
So when you have that bitter, that hatred, and you don't understand how it all comes together, where I fit, who am I,
right.
and a lot of, I had a young woman I was doing some coaching with this weekend, and one of the things she's struggling with, because she's biracial, how do I fit? Which side do I fit on?
Mm.
You know, how do I love myself?
Mm-hmm.
And so she's struggling. And people don't realize what people are going through.
That's right.
That they don't know how to love themselves, because one of the things that we don't is give them permission to do that.
Right.
To be who you are. To be, you want to be a dancer, little girl? You can be a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, you can be anything you want to be.
That's right.
Now, even if you don't get there, you can aspire to be there
mm-hmm.
because of the fact that I love you enough to free you enough to say, You got it.
Yes,
I accept
yes,
you
yes.
the way you are, no matter how dark you are, no
mm-hmm.
matter how light you are,
mm-hmm.
no matter where you live, no matter if you have a Hoopty, you have a Benz, no matter whether you have a Lamborghini, no matter what you have, whether you're broke, you rich, I accept you. I love you for who you are. That's true love of freedom, and then we won't go around and thinking we have to have guns to fix everything.
Mm-hmm.
There's some conversations that can
mm-hmm.
be held.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we just don't know what people are going through. That's the thing. And we've got to be loving enough and compassionate enough that if you get that feeling in your gut, or if the spirit is speaking to you and saying, go comfort that person, go
yes.
talk to that person, go give to that person,
yes.
do it.
Well, you know, I went on my way back from out of town. Yeah, I have a foot injury, so I had to have a wheelchair taking me to,
mm-hmm.
from the gate. And so when I was getting off the plane, they only had one wheelchair. And there was an older woman, and she was barely making it. And so the woman said, that was pushing the wheelchair, said, well, I have this one for Dr. Joyce Morley. So the love in my heart, and it was a long way. I've been sitting on the plane for 2 hours, foot hurting, and I said, there is no way in the world. I just will have to make it up this long way on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to the young lady, I said, give her that chair.
That's right.
You give her that chair. We'll get up there and we'll find another one.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just have to walk and do it. That's what we call where we can be able to set aside our own needs.
That's right.
And say the needs of somebody else.
But that's love.
That's love.
That's love.
That's love.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we can do that, when we can begin to let go, stop harnessing and holding on all this stuff, we will be richer. We can't see how rich we are, even financially, emotionally, psychologically, all those things, because of the fact, Twanda, we hold on to so much bitterness,
yes.
anger, guilt, regrets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know how to do it, get some therapy.
Yes.
It's amazing. You know,
I
when people contact me and
mm-hmm.
they want to know how much you charge and they want to complain, but you will put shoes on your feet that are going to wear out. You're going to put a dress on that after you wore it long enough, or a suit, and people see it enough, they're going to be talking about you, and you're going to feel bad about that,
mm-hmm.
but it wears out. But when you fix your heart, you fix your spirit and your mind, it frees you to
do
whatever
That's
and
right.
go whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff begins to come to you.
It does.
It does.
It falls into place.
That's
it
right.
really,
That's right.
really does.
That's right.
It really does.
Yep.
When you open up to love, The universe is yours.
That's right. That's right.
It's yours. Yes, yes, yes. Awesome. Awesome word for today on this July 4th weekend. And we pray that everybody has a safe one. Dr. Joyce, tell everybody how they can reach you, how they can get your books.
They can reach me at www.drjoyce.com, www.doctorjoyce.com. Call me at 770-808-6570, 770-808-6570. And Twana, they can get Mama Said Book by going to BookLogix, BookLogix.com, and they can do the search for The Mama Said. Your mama said all the things your mama said, and they can order the book directly from there.
All right. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Have a fabulous 4th of July.